sale.
City homicide detectives are en route to the Key Market. That's in the Village West Shopping Center. At 10th and Chestnut, reports that a security guard has been shot. Police are still looking for the man that walked into Walgreens at Preston and Eastern Parkway this afternoon. The man pulled out one gun, left with a bag full of narcotics. That barge that rammed into the concrete embankment at the foot of 14th Street this morning is now free in Clarksville. The barge with 10 compartments, all full of gasoline. One compartment split open and the gas went into the river. Captain Lee Gregg of the Coast Guard tells WAKY they transferred the remaining gas into the other compartments and then pulled the barge to the river.
It went very smooth. It was a good operation. Thanks to the Upper Spill Group, the Louisville Area Industrial Mutual Aid, and the Louisville Fire Department was just outstanding.
It's not known how many gallons of gas spilled into the river. It's 40 degrees at 5 before 4. The flood continues. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Four waves of Cy Plaza, Brownsboro Road.
On the Liza Fork of the Big Sandy River, the problems are in three cities. Newsman Cliff Fell of radio station WSIP in Paintsville has looked at the Liza Fork from the air. In Pikeville, flood stage is 36 feet. The town, 15 feet underwater. The river finally cresting at 50.
From the air, we can see all kinds of buildings that have become inundated. Among those being the new Pikeville High School building, which was just opened this year, which looked like it had about water halfway up the one-story structure.
10 miles north of Pikeville is Mullins, where there's a shopping center.
The water was at roof level.
At Mullins High School, water was all the way through the first floor of that two-story building. Downstream is Prestonsburg. That's where Beaver Creek meets the Liza Fork. Cliff Fell says flood stage is 40 feet. The river is expected to crest at midnight tonight at 49 feet. Most of the water problems are from Beaver Creek.
Up in the Beaver Creek area, there was no accessibility other than by way of air because Highway 80 into that area was blocked, not completely, but there's no passability by any kind of wheeled vehicle in that area.
Prestonburg High School in that area has water to its doorsteps. Next comes Paintsville. The river is to crest at 11 tomorrow morning at 46 feet. Flood stage, 35 feet. Evacuation already underway. There's no flooding yet. The Cumberland River is also flooded. It all started at nighttime in Harlan. The river crested 18 feet above flood stage. Hundreds evacuated to shelters. All roads to Harlan would shut off, and to add problems, a water main broke. The city without water until helicopters and tank trucks shipped water in midday this day. Four are dead in Harlan. WAKY has tried to call the state police post in Harlan. All we get is a busy signal. At Everett's, a warehouse burned. Firemen couldn't get to the scene. The flood put out the fire. Pineville is next, a city 15 feet deep in water. Power and communications are out.
We're sorry, but due to storm damage to telephone company equipment in eastern Kentucky, your call cannot be completed. Please try your call again later. This is a recording.
Barberville is the next city upriver. Flood stage 27 feet. The river expected to crest at 47 feet at 7 tonight. Barberville has a flood wall that is 45.8 feet tall. Bill Carson is the manager of radio station WIWI.
Yes, to get the picture, visualize a horseshoe surrounding the town completely, the ends of it up against 25, U.S. 25, which, you know, is an elevated highway.
The flood wall is the outside of that horseshoe inside the city. Barberville started evacuating at daybreak this morning. No one's left in that city, according to Bill Carson. At WAKY, it's a minute before 4.
Sale days are here again.
And I'm feeling the strain.
You're invited to attend the Sunrise Easter service at the Outdoor Chapel, Bethany United Church of Christ, of course, Easter Sunday. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana, windy and cold with a chance of light rain mixed with a little snow. A high of 48, a low tonight of 28. Central Kentucky, you have 41 degrees. Southern Indiana, 42. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 43. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, once again, Mr. Bob Moody. On the road ahead, WAKY identifying two traffic accident locations. They're both on the Watterson, and they're both on the Watterson at Taylorsville Road. One eastbound, the other westbound. Also a tie-up at 2nd and Jefferson as police are just now clearing a traffic accident location. More traffic information upcoming within 10 minutes from WAKY. This this update of Action Information, a service of Louisville Gas and Electric, a people-to-people service since 1838. That barge that was stuck at the foot of 14th Street is now free in Clarksville, a Jeff boat for repairs. There was still some gas in that barge, and at first officials thought that they'd have to pump that gas into tank trucks. But Captain Lee Gregg of the Coast Guard tells WAKY they didn't have to.
We made a few changes. We were going to transfer to trucks on the bank here, but we found room in other compartments, and we started to transfer to other compartments. And Louisville Fire Department had their light water on it and their foam, and with the wind factor, it made it safe to bring in waterside equipment. And as soon as you start those big pumps on the barge themselves, why, it went quite rapidly after they got started.
The barge had 10 compartments. Only one ruptured. Most of the gas in that compartment went into the river. It's 43 degrees at 6 before 5. The worst flood in history. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Louisville Gas and Electric Company, a message from LG&E. Energy and people you can rely on.
No less than 7 rivers in Kentucky are either out of their banks or getting ready to flood. Most problems are on the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy River. In Pikeville, the high school had water halfway up to its building's top. In Mullins, a shopping center had water to its roof. Newsman Cliff Bell of WSIP in Paintsville looked at the scene from the air.
So it is widespread and it is disastrous. It finally crested, as we understand unofficially, at about 52 feet. Flood stage in Pikeville is 36 feet, so you can see how much water there was in Pikeville out of the riverbank.
Downstream is Prestonsburg. The problems there are where the Leviza Fork and Beaver Creek merge.
Prestonsburg, when we looked at it about mid-morning this morning, had not received as much heavy flooding as we thought. However, runoff from Beaver Creek primarily, which runs into the upper elevations of Floyd County, we're beginning to fill the Leviza Fork just as much as water from Pikeville was doing.
The river is expected to crest at Prestonsburg at midnight, 9 feet above flood stage. Evacuation started. Then downstream is Paintsville. It hasn't rained there for 15 hours. That's good news.
It has caused the river, the Leviza Fork, to rise a bit slower than it was at this time yesterday, which was about 3 feet an hour. And it also has given the residents of Paintsville the valuable time that they need to get themselves together and evacuate from low-lying areas.
Folks in Paintsville have been evacuating since 6 this morning. The Cumberland River is also flooded. Harlan already been hit. 4 dead, hundreds evacuated. The river's receding now. Water's been flown and trucked in. 10 miles away in Everts, there was a fire. The flood put that blaze out. Firemen couldn't get to the scene. In Pineville, 15 feet of water on the ground. Power communications out. Hundreds evacuated. No word on injuries or deaths. Barberville will be hit around 7 tonight. Imagine a horseshoe with two ends touching a highly elevated road. Inside that horseshoe is Barbersville, Kentucky. The outside edge of that horseshoe is a flood wall. It is pretty tall.
It's 45.8 feet tall.
That's Bill Carson of radio station WIWI. He says the river is expected to crest at 46 to 47 feet. Fortunately, Barbersville has an evacuation plan. The town is empty now. In other news, fiscal court today okaying 900 acres of land in the southwest part of the county for industrial use, more specifically for a river port. Enrollment in the 10 Catholic high schools in your city up for the fifth straight year despite tuition increases. Fact is, priority students are being turned down. One man, one gun, one Walgreens drugstore at Preston and Eastern Parkway this afternoon. An armed robbery got away with narcotics. And within the last hour and a half, a security guard at Village West shot. Police are investigating. This update of Action Information, a service of the Louisville Gas and Electric Company. But a people-to-people service since 1838.
Wow. Spring sale.
The Galena Elementary School PTA will have a chilly supper coming up Saturday, April 16th. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana, a freeze warning out for tonight. Cloudy, windy, and cold with the chance of snow showers. Low tonight, 28. High tomorrow, 48. Central Kentucky, you have 42 degrees. Southern Indiana, 43. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 44. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
So much more.
The Cumberland River has crested and is now receding in Harlan, Pineville, and Barbersville. Williamsburg is waiting for the river to crest. In Harlan, there's no more water in the streets. They had 10 feet there yesterday. Lots of mud, though. Jim Morgan of radio station WHLN tells WAKY that yesterday was, quote, pure hell.
Well, I've experienced some floods. I've been a resident here all my life, and probably the worst flooding that I can ever remember.
Downstream in Pineville, can't get through to the city. Still underwater, according to Jack Bond. He's at the Army Corps of Engineers in Nashville.
It is receding slowly. It is crested at Pineville, but they still have an awful lot of water there.
In Barbersville, the waters went higher than the flood wall, but the sandbags atop the flood wall kept the water out of the city of Barbersville. Bill Carson of radio station WIWI.
The sandbags alone at this moment are keeping the Cumberland out of Barbersville, but since the river is no longer rising, in fact, is falling, the imminent risk of that is over.
And Williamsburg waits for the river to crest. Along the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy River, the first city is Pikeville. Can't get through. Can't call in, can't call out. Then comes Prestonsburg. Sherry Moran of the Huntington, West Virginia office of the Army Corps of Engineers.
Crested between 4 and 5 a.m. this morning. 45.8 feet. Flood stage is 40 feet. It did not go over the flood wall.
And then there's Paintsville, Ms. Moran.
As of 6 o'clock this morning, the water was still rising, and it was at 40.48 feet, and flood stage is 35 feet.
On the North Fork of the Kentucky River at Hazard, water roof deep. It's receded a bit now. Cleanup efforts are underway at Jackson. The river crested last night, 6 feet above flood stage. As far as the Ohio River is concerned, the Ohio expected to reach flood stage tomorrow or Friday between Ashland and Maysville. The National Weather Service says that the Ohio will not reach flood stage in Louisville or at any point downstream from your city. It's time now for the WAKY question of the day.
Now.
Flooding problems continue in eastern and southeastern Kentucky. We'll tell you about it in a minute. At first, at home, the Ohio River is expected to reach flood stage tomorrow or Friday between Ashland and Maysville. The National Weather Service says that the Ohio won't reach flood stage in your city or at any points downstream from your city. For the North Fork of the Kentucky River, at Hazard, water roof deep. It's now receded a bit, though. Cleanup efforts are underway. The Cumberland River in Harlan, Barbersville, and Pineville has crested. In Harlan, where 10 feet of water was the rule yesterday, cleanup operations the rule today. WAKY calls the state police post. We're talking to Barb Patton, a volunteer.
It's very bad. Of course, I guess you know, houses are torn down and mud's in the streets. The roads have been closed by the sheriff. Harlan you can't get into the city of Harlan right now.
Harlan's drinking water is contaminated. They're bringing water in by air and by truck. In Pineville, still 5 feet of water downtown. Communications are out. In Barbersville, the river crested above the flood wall, but volunteers worked all night stacking sandbags on top of that flood wall that got the bags high enough to keep the water out of the city of Barbersville. On the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy River, the river is crested at Pikeville and Prestonsburg, still rising in Paintsville. In Prestonsburg, the river crested above flood stage, but it did not go over the flood wall. WAKY got the latest on Paintsville from Sherry Moran with the Army Corps of Engineers in Nashville.
As of 6 o'clock this morning, the water was still rising, and it was at 40.48 feet, and flood stage is 35 feet.
That's the situation in eastern and southeastern Kentucky on the Cumberland and the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy Rivers. It's 41 degrees at 3 before noon. The Kennedy assassination. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
There will come a time.
On the road ahead, WAKY identifying one traffic accident location. That's at 3rd and Eastern Parkway. More traffic information upcoming from WAKY. WAKY has a complete update on the flooding in eastern and southeastern Kentucky. It'll be upcoming shortly. WAKY's Ralph Dix, meanwhile, has been talking about birth control this day. He's discussing the subject with a nationally known gynecologist.
Dr. Elizabeth Connell is an avid proponent of birth control. She runs a family planning center in New York. Is a gynecologist.
villages. Strange thing is, she has six young'uns of her own. What's her views on family side?
The replacement, two for two, is a pretty rational approach to life. I think the time I had six, nobody was worried about the water supply running out. We didn't have oil problems. We weren't polluting rivers, at least we weren't aware of it. I had no concept that there was a population explosion, and therefore I would not have six. My own children, I can't believe any of them would have six.
Of course, you change with the time.
I think this is quite common among teenagers, but it's a very different scene than back when I was in medical school, and we were all having lots of children.
Ralph Dix, Action Information.
On the Action Sports Line from Riverfront, after 3.5 innings, San Diego and the Cincinnati Reds are tied at 2. It's 46 degrees at 4:05. Williamsburg and Louisa prepare. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Spring sale now.
The water's going down. We're starting to clean up. That's the report that WAKY gets from most of the cities along the Cumberland and the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy River. Along the Cumberland, Harlan isolated. Roads going in and coming out are closed. Harlan was under 15 feet of water yesterday. Barb Patton, a volunteer at the State Police Post in Harlan, updates.
I'd say a part of it might still be, but the greater part is mud now.
Harlan's drinking water is contaminated. They're trucking water in from outside. In Pineville, communications are down. We just don't know what's happening in Pineville, except the water is receding. In Barberville, stacked sandbags atop the flood wall. It worked, according to Bill Carson of radio station WIWI.
The sandbags alone, at this moment, are keeping the Cumberland out of Barberville. But since the river is no longer rising, in fact, is falling, the imminent risk of that is over.
The Cumberland River is expected to crest at Williamsburg tonight. In Williamsburg, the worst to come. It's already starting, actually. There's no flood wall in Williamsburg. That means whenever the river goes above 21 feet, the water is out of the banks. The river now stands at 32 feet and rising. WAKY calls Shelby Pruitt of radio station WEZG.
It's more or less in low-lying residential areas at this time. It is into the business district somewhat, but it's like, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches deep or something in the streets and hadn't really, you know, got into any of the buildings yet.
200 families have left Williamsburg. Along the Leviza Fork of the Big Sandy, the situation is not nearly as dangerous. In Pikeville, the river receding, folks that left are returning home. Downstream at Prestonsburg, the river went above flood stage but did not go over the flood wall.
Crested between 4 and 5 a.m. this morning at 45.8 feet. Flood stage is 40 feet. It did not go over the flood wall.
And Sherry Moran of the Army Corps of Engineer Office at Huntington, West Virginia, says that the river at Paintsville has not crested yet, but they're not expecting many problems. At home, the Ohio River expected to crest above flood stage between Ashland and Maysville. We will not have any flooding problems. At WAKY, it's a minute before 4.
Shadowwood offers four-way relief. Four ways for you to invest in the security of a new home today.
Manor Mall. Next Monday is sign-up day for Red Cross Youth Volunteers at the Red Cross Chapter House, 510 East Chestnut. If you'd like some more information, give them a call at 589-4450. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Lots of wind and cool. Clear skies, though. High of 50, a low of 38. Central Kentucky, you have 42 degrees. Southern Indiana, 45. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 46. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
6 on News 11.
On the road ahead now, that ramp going from Jefferson to I-65, there's a hunk of metal that's in the driving lane, so take caution there. City police are trying to get that metal out of the driving lane. That's the ramp Jefferson to I-65. More traffic information upcoming within 10 minutes from WAKY. The Cumberland River is no longer a problem for Harlan, Pineville, and Barbersville. It's already done its damage. The Cumberland will crest at Williamsburg Friday morning. Flood stage at Williamsburg, 21 feet. The crest expected at 37 feet. And there's no flood wall in Williamsburg. The Cumberland is now at 32 feet. The low-lying area is 10 feet deep in water. And Shelby Pruitt of radio station WEZJ tells WAKY that there's 6 inches of water in the business district, but nothing in the buildings yet.
There's been in the neighborhood of 200 families, I understand.
evacuated at the present.
While Williamsburg waits, Harlan, Pineville, and Barbersville clean up. Harlan was hardest hit. Four dead, water 10 feet deep yesterday. Today there's a mud a foot deep on Harlan streets. All roads leading to Harlan have been closed. Tom Little of the state's Disaster and Emergency Services Division tells WAKY that Harlan's drinking water supply is contaminated.
They have no potable water supply, so water is being brought in by the Kentucky National Guard. Additionally, members of the Kentucky National Guard have been called up to help with the debris removal. We have no estimates on the length of time that it's going to take to get these people back in their homes, so we're activating some shelter areas. We're bringing in food, and we're now working to acquire the blankets and cots that will be required to keep these people functioning for the next several days.
In Pineville, there's still water in the streets. Water never made it to the streets of Barbersville. That's because volunteers stacked sandbags atop Barbersville's flood wall. The sandbags were higher than the crest. It's 46 degrees at 4 before 5. Louisa waits, others mop up. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Stewart's Four-Way Relief.
The Big Sandy River runs between Kentucky and West Virginia. Its Kentucky tributary is the Lavaiza Fork. The West Virginia tributary is the Tug Fork. The forks join their mother river, the Big Sandy, at Louisa. The river is expected to crest there tonight at 54 feet. Flood stage is 45 feet. But newsman Jim Bradley tells WAKY that no one's going to leave town.
We're on high level here, and the river would like fall still another 12, 15 feet before it'd be in danger of, you know, going into the city itself.
Upstream on the Lavaiza Fork, the river is crested at Pikeville, where there's still water in the city. The river has also peaked at Prestonsburg and Paintsville. However, the water did not go over the flood wall. Any flooding on the Ohio River will be between Ashland and Maysville. No serious problems are expected, and the National Weather Service says there will be no flooding of the Ohio in your city. Well, everyone would like to save a couple of cents, right? And WAKY's Ralph Dix has just the way for you to do it.
More and more economy-wise shoppers are taking advantage of cents-off coupons when grocery shopping. Ray Romano, Director of Merchandising for Kroger Foods, tells WAKY.
We just saw this figure printed by Supermarket Institute. 65% of the homes, the households, now save and use coupons in food stores. And that figure was for last year. The figure that I saw prior to that one, which I believe was possibly the year before that, was in the 50s, like 52 or 54%. So the number of households that are using, saving and clipping and using coupons continues to go up.
Some people do not receive newspapers, so printouts are available in many stores.
Probably even more often, the consumer who forgets to take the coupon with her to the store so that she isn't penalized over the gal who does remember to bring it or who does subscribe to the newspaper.
Ralph Dix, Action Information.
At WAKY, it's a minute before 5. You're invited to attend the Sunrise Easter Service at the Outdoor Chapel, Bethany United Church of Christ, Easter Sunday. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana, clear and cold with a frost of freeze warning tonight. A low of 30, a high tomorrow, 60. Central Kentucky, you have 44 degrees. Southern Indiana, 45. WAKY, Uptown and the River City Mall, it's 45. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
I think I'm going.